Stay up to date on the green and gold all season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee. The voice that needs no introduction.
Touchdown, Green Bay!
But here's one anyway. Your voice of the green and gold for 21 years and counting, Wayne Larrabee and his golden pipes are on Homer and Tony on 94.5 ESPN. Wayne Larrabee is brought to you by Century Foods. Win an at-home Packers party that includes a 55-inch TV with soundbar, an outdoor pizza oven, and a party cooler. Enter on Century's Facebook page by January 5th.
Strap on your seatbelt.
We do welcome Wayne Larrabee on to the program. I'm Matt Pauley, your cousin sub in for Homer. Tony Smith here as well. Wayne, thanks for the time. Happy, merry couple days after Christmas. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. I'm glad we got a dagger on this game. Last game we were cheated out of a dagger.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it was nice to see it.
What Christmas food would you cut with your dagger if you had to choose one?
Oh, boy. I think it's got to be turkey, don't you think? I mean, I know turkey's Thanksgiving, but I think for Christmas, too, I like a good, you know, oven-roasted turkey.
Nice. Good answer. Can't find a bad answer on that one. All right, let's go back through the game a little bit. And one of the biggest things that does happen in this contest, it's when the record is set, the 11-yard touchdown pass to Alan Lazard.
Third and 5 at the 11 of Cleveland. Rodgers stands alone in the gun. And the snap. Throws right side, making the catch. Lazard, diving pylon, touchdown! Number 443, the historic milestone in an iconic career for a legendary franchise, Aaron Rodgers, the most prolific touchdown passer in Green Bay Packers history.
I just want to say that trivia question has been made harder because Alan Lazard caught it as opposed to Devontae Adams. That would have been an easier trivia question.
You know, and it would have set two records, two team records in one throw, one catch. But hey, nonetheless, Alan Lazard gave great effort on that play to get it in there. And you know, I was just all of us once it was over, we're all sitting there waiting for. Oh my goodness, is replay going to overturn this? And then what? You know what I mean? But obviously, hey,
you got to do it again, Wayne. That's all.
Good. Then a little anticlimactic, but fortunately we didn't have to go there.
Yeah, I talked to you about it this morning when I was on WTMJ with you. It's really cool just that forever and ever and ever when we're talking about that moment and that record, it's your voice that gets to be associated with it.
Yeah, well, an honor for me, that's for sure. You know, and you always hope that you at least give the moment some kind of verbal justice and that type of thing. But, you know, it was great. It's been great to Aaron Rodgers is right up there with the great athletes. I've had a chance to call games for, you know, Walter Payton, Michael Jordan, Brett Favre, obviously Aaron Rodgers. It's just been an honor. It really has. And for me, because I was so much of a Rodgers fan before he even got here, having done his first game, you know, when he started for the first time at Cal in a game at Illinois, and seeing him then and really becoming a fan of his at that moment when he beat a very good Illinois defense that day, you know, that was kind of cool. It's been really neat to see this kid and the way he's grown up and become an iconic figure in the franchise's history.
All right, let's continue on with the game. And we did mention the other record that happened in this game. It happened with Devontae Adams.
Jones to the right side of the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. And here's the snap. Blitz on, lost the middle. Touchdown, Devontae Adams! Rodgers and Adams. 9-yard touchdown hookup. And they have become the most productive touchdown tandem in Packers history. 66th time they've hooked up.
That, there it is. It's really cool that those both happen at home, Wayne, and it happens on Christmas Day. Like, the, going back to the trivia question, what a trivia question it is. You know, Christmas Day, at home, two records being set.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get better than that. And, you know, it almost didn't happen. They almost got that historic touchdown in Baltimore the week before. But nonetheless, I think it worked out as well as it could when you look at it that way.
Yeah, and it wasn't that long after that that Rodgers finds Adams once again.
Aaron Jones to the left side of Rodgers, and Rodgers takes, lofts left side of the end zone. Leaping grab, Davante Adams, touchdown! They did it again!
Wayne, what was your takeaway from Aaron Rodgers after the game saying that Davante Adams is the best player he's ever had as a teammate?
I think it's sheer honesty. And I got to tell you this story, just if we have a moment. This is Devontae's second year, and he's really struggling. He's dropping a lot of passes, that type of thing. He's really struggling to get involved in the offense. I remember sitting with Aaron Rodgers. We used to talk every Thursday at his locker, and just, you know, we'd talk privately. And I remember saying to him, Devontae, what's the deal with this Davante Adams? He said, oh, he said, wait a minute. This guy is a great talent, and he's going to be a great player. And that's like, oh, I don't know, I want to say 2015, you know what I mean? His second year in the league when he was really struggling, and Aaron was sure of it from the beginning. So it's no surprise to see them grow into the combination they've become. And you know what's interesting to me, guys, Larry McCarron, without any prompting, during our broadcast this past weekend, said to me, you know, Aaron Rodgers is the best football player he has ever seen.
Hmm. Whoa.
That says a lot. He's seen a lot over the years.
Yeah. Says a lot.
Let's get to my favorite part. Let's go. I want the dagger.
Third and 10, 50-yard line, 50 seconds ago. Packers lead by just two. Three receivers right, one to the left. Mayfield in the shotgun with a setback to his left. Here's the snap. Rush on. Mayfield fires over the middle.
Intercepted.
It is Rasul Douglas.
My word.
And there is your Christmas dagger.
That was Baker Mayfield was in a giving mood, Wayne. Don't you agree? I mean, he was really feeling in the Christmas mood.
But you know what? The only one that wasn't a gift, the only one that wasn't gift wrapped was that last interception. The other three, I agree, they were gifts under the tree. There were names on those gifts as well. But yeah, that last one, that was a great break on the ball by Rasul Douglas, who has, Tony, I think you'll appreciate this as a pro. He has come in and studied. The things he's doing are not by happenstance. He's prepared for these games, and he's studied hard and diligently. That was a great break on the ball.
Yeah, he's certainly a great story. Some will say, Wayne, I will say some will say it was a little PI, a little hold there, a little tug. But I say to those people, I'm not apologizing. Packers have been on the other side of those calls plenty of times.
Yes, they even out in the end, don't they?
They sure do.
Wayne, thanks so much for your time. Great call this weekend, and look forward to hearing you for hopefully another couple months or so.
Happy New Year, guys. All the best.